Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hi, loves. Welcome to Thursday, 6 p.m. Yes, wonderful. All right. Has everybody felt, you know, has everyone been feeling what's really happening out here? It's so amazing. Oh, my God. We are going deep, man, deep. It's truly brilliant. Okay, so what am I talking about? All right. I am inspired to go ahead and share the title of this episode, which is I Can and the Third Chakra. Yes. We are embracing the concept of what it is to truly self-empower ourselves with the mantra of I can. But in order to do so, it's all about the third chakra. And I'm highlighting this because we've been going through so much. Transitions, awakening, coming into our authentic selves. It's having us embrace our dreams like never before. But under the requirement of expelling that which is no longer true. Yeah, so before we dive into all things, let me go ahead and take a moment to bow to Infinite Source, the Divine, and to tune in to my inner teacher, my higher self. I invite you to join me, placing our hands in front of our, in prayer position in front of our heart chakras. Take a breath in. Exhale. And on the next breath, we'll begin. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om I can in the third chakra. All right, I'm going to start off with some words by Yogi Bhajan just to get a clue, okay? A clue of how to really go after your dreams, all right, and what that requires. I'll quote him directly. There is a problem. What I know, nobody knows. The idea was... In my last mile of life, I should leave this knowledge for record. You may enjoy it or not, or you may do it or not. That's not my problem. But every day I go through a lot of hassles. Dealing with people can be difficult. People have their phenomena, their facets, their projections, their insecurities, and their fears. A lot of fears. That's the way this whole world is. Angry and upset because the third chakra is not balanced. In life, yes or no, high and low, all is balanced at the third chakra. It is a point of pure energy. If you do not know how to balance the third chakra, you may have all the degrees, all the knowledge, all the money, all the beauty, but you shall be unhappy. Guaranteed. Because it is not what you feel. It is not what you know. It is not what you can do. It is how you can balance it. Deep. I love it. All right, so we are embracing the third chakra. All right, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, I recently did an episode, okay, the year of eight, then we have fear, and now we're embracing our third chakra. So everything is shifting. Everything is shifting to where we have to face our fears. And then further, we have to step up and really follow through with living our truth. Right? So we're going to shake. We're going to freak out. We're going to awaken to nightmares. We're going to think, you know, I've got this. Total pimping style. Like, yeah, I got this. And then boom. No, not so much. You have work to do. That is what it's like. So we have seven chakras. We all know this, right? And the lower chakras are red, orange, and yellow, which is our base, our sacrum, and our navel. These areas are all about manifesting, all about it. With focusing on the third chakra, we focus on our personal power. It is there where all the nerve endings come together and generate a fight or flight response. So when we are empowered, we have a strong navel point. That is our core. That is the central, man. That's right there. It all is right there. Yeah. So in order for us to move into our personal power, we have to do so through the third chakra. In order for us to move upon our dreams, we have to work with the third chakra. So the questions become, how do we do this with an I can motion? How do we move past fear and to I can? I'll start by focusing on this. There's only two emotions in the world, love and fear. That's it. Everything else is just a, you know, messy byproduct, right? I can is loving. I can is doing it. So with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead and start with our first song. And in today's playlist, I am embracing, if it has the word can in it, I'm busting it out. And I love this song. I've been jamming to it all day. Little flashback for you. So I invite you to enjoy.
What?
Can I get a what to these chickens from all of my thugs who
That is thejam.com. Oh my God, I still love that song so, so much. You know what? I'm going to give my props to Jay-Z because he is the man. He really is. All right. You're listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and tonight we are embracing the concept of yes, I can, right? And it's not just getting lost in the belief. How do you actually put that into action? It's one thing to go, yeah, man, I'm going to be this when I grow up, you know? This is what I'm meant to do in this world. And then we get all our fears in the way. You know, our mind plays tricks on us, throws a little logic in there. No, no, it's not logical. No. You know, how are you going to survive? How are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? And with our emerging Aquarian times, it's all about literally doing the work to literally get past that block. And not just being victim to it. And just going, oh my God, I'm so scared, and managing it. No, it's like, oh my God, I'm totally like freaked out. And then shifting, oh, what a blessing. I'm so freaked out. Now it's time to do the work, right? And that is how you become a master in this world. When you get your own stuff. I was going to say a different word. When you get your own stuff, man, you look at it and you smell it and you taste it and you're like, oh my God, it's so gross. Oh, I have to go through this. Right? So how do we do this? The third chakra. Now, I've highlighted how we're dealing with fear and we're also dealing with the year of eight. Okay? And our psychology will paint us into corners, right? It all depends on where you're at and how far along you are with really going after those fears. Oftentimes, these corners that we paint ourselves into result in our creating internal stress and combustion.
Freak out, man. Freak out.
Right? So, we will find ourselves saying, I can't. I can't do it. I can't. That's an illusion. What we're really saying when we say I can't, when we really empower ourselves to really look at what it is that we're saying when we say I can't, is either I won't or I don't know how. So catch yourself when you have that mantra going on in your experience and you hear yourself saying I can't. Which one are you, ask yourself, which one are you really saying? If one is actually saying, I don't know how, it's an invitation to learn how you can. If what one is actually saying is, I won't, well, that's a choice. Honor the authentic choice. With all choices, with all the choices that we have, right? I want to highlight something that yogis do say. It is always nice to say yes when we can. It is also empowering to say, I'm not on board, not willing, and will not support this. Yeah, good times. You're listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and the phone lines are open. 1-800-893-9562. Give me a holla if you feel it. I am offering free Kabbalah Tarot readings. So this is the year of eight, and this is, in Kundalini Yoga, the pranic year, okay? Pranic. Breath. This is the year of breathing our way through it so that we know it, know what we're here to do. This is a year that we use our breath to move ourselves into areas that we once were either too afraid of embracing or simply resistant based on false beliefs. So to breathe, we must remember that the lungs have absolutely no muscle whatsoever, right? But if we want to think in terms of having a muscle, like how do I breathe? Oh my God, you know. The reference point is to focus on the diaphragm. It's all there. This is where we breathe and get into our personal power and make choices. And we also use our breath as signals. When we're freaked out, our body will literally tense up and our breath will be short or cut off. Yeah. And in turn, it communicates to the whole system and just throws everything else off whack, which usually results in tension. All right, we have our first caller. Thank you for calling The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Good talk. I see your name. They put your name up here, Pamela.
Yes, I've been talking to you online today, trying to listen to your show, and I am.
Excellent. Beautiful. Hi, Pamela. So do you have a question today?
No, I don't really have a question, but I wanted you to do a reading for me.
Okay, excellent. So why don't we take a little snapshot of what you just passed, what you're embracing right now, and where you're going.
Okay,
sounds good. It's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
All right.
Mike also.
And where are you calling from tonight?
I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me see. We've got the past, present, future. Any other? All right, here we go. Beautiful. Okay, so your past. Your past is represented by the Four of Cups. And with the Cups, we are dealing with situations, circumstances, time, space. You know, it's really the situations and circumstances. With the Four of Cups, just recently in the past, you embodied the energy of, yes, I can create an environment that's favorable to me. So there was a bit of a stance that you took. There was a stronger confidence, you know,
right.
And with that, there was the emotion of feeling that you can get what you want, right?
Right.
However, a little bit more is that there was also an invitation from the divine stating that one should awaken to the realization that the infinite mind is a source of unending supply, right?
Right.
And that all we need to do is ask and know that the divine, God, the governing force, whatever you're into, you know, the cosmic, well, you know, this beautiful governing energy answers every desire. So you really gave yourself permission to expand and grow. Now, right now, you're in the Six of Cups energy. And so what's happening there is you are creating the ideal situation. And it also has you placing faith in others. Okay? You're investing love into those around you. You're trusting and accepting those around you. This, in essence, is also opening up your ability to reclaim your inner child and having you rediscovering even more so your own divine nature. It also is signaling the return of people in your life who are a source of good memories of past pleasant days.
Yes.
Right? So
right.
It's really cool. And six, any six card in general is one of my favorites because it really has a lot of, it requires trust. So that's a really key emphasis of what you're focusing on right now is I'm trusting this, you know?
Yes.
Now I pulled two cards as far as where it's going, right? And what's going to be happening is that we have the Five of Cups. So everything that's happening for you is very situational. Everything, you know?
I know it.
And there is going to be a sacrificing of your own desires. And that in turn is going to trigger fear and anxious energy.
I've just went through that.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
What you just said, I'm just going through that now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So here we go. We're already stepping into it.
Right.
So this is also requiring, this is like a major invitation right now. With the Five of Cups, it's requiring that you release what has gone before you. And as soon as you do, you will find even more cause to celebrate in your life.
Yes.
Right. And it's also emphasizing holding on to any past frustrations and loss is often hinged on our holding on to some level of control. So in essence, you are facing that fear. Remember, I was talking about we're all facing all these different fears right now. It's getting juicy out there, you know? So you're going after, you're, you know, everything is lined up to where you are taming even that, right? So then I asked, okay, so what kind of tools, what kind, you know, how may she tackle the Five of Cups energy? Because again, it's going to have, you know, it has an anxious energy. There's fear that's triggered, you know, and we know that fear is false evidence appearing real. So Spirit suggested utilizing the Strength card. And with the Strength card, it is a reminder that you have the influence. It's your inner power. And it represents how our ego can and must be tamed with the power of gentle innocence, love, and compassion, and more importantly, acts of forgiveness.
Yes.
Yeah. Because if the ego gets in the way, it's the parent to chaos and misery. So it's inviting you to go into quiet meditation and the art of gentle self-discipline and learning to love every aspect of who you are so that you may access an even more profound realm, divine realm of personal power.
Yeah.
And that is your reading for today, Pamela.
I thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling and thanks for tuning in and following along.
Yes, I enjoy you very much.
Oh, thank you, Pamela. Be well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful. You are listening to Chrissy Stereo. This is the Master's Playground. 1-800-893-9562. We can be found every Thursday, 6 p.m. on skidrowstudios.com. And if you'd like to watch live video as the broadcast occurs, click on the top navigation link. I believe it says live video, and then it just streams it. So you're invited to do that as well. So beautiful. I've been talking about all things third chakra, but I think it's time for a song, don't you? I think it's time to, you know, get down. I do. And I'm going to go a little retro, okay? Now, I said I was going to play a lot of songs with Can, right? Actually, I'm going to keep in that theme. I'm going to go retro. And this is for those times when you know that you will not do something. So much love. Enjoy. All right, for the record, Hall & Oates was the very first concert that I ever saw. Okay? Literally. A little nugget. I had braces, you know, and I made the bad choice of getting perm. Do you remember those super tight poodle perms? Yeah, that was the look, man. Okay? So there I am. And it's during the time when they had those really big drums, you know, as an expression. Anywho, they are the bomb. It was the first concert. And mind you, I grew up in Alaska. So, you know, getting people up there was like a challenge. So Hall & Oates was like this biggest, oh my God, you know, it was like a really big thing. Yes. Good talk. What was your first concert? All right. So we have been embracing the concept of I can, right? And that means working with our third chakra. And we're going to have a variety of different fears. Oh my God, I can't do it because of this or that or this. So the invitation is for you to really ask yourself what you're really saying. But what if, you know, you simply want to tackle working with the third chakra now, right? How do you do the work? Well, we'll start with breath. This is the year of the pranic body. It is the year of eight. So you're freaking out, right? Cut to it. All right. Visualize it like in Golden Girls, whatever, you know, she used to say, you know, I forget what she said. Wow. What did she say? Picture it. That's what it was. Picture it. Anywho. So picture it. You're totally freaking out. It might be internal, you know, and you're guarded and you're like, okay. And pleasantries are had, but inside you're like, I can't go for it. Oh my God. I'm freaking out. How am I going to do this? Oh, I can't take my present reality anymore. How do I make this happen? I'm so freaked out. Right at that moment, start breathing. Right at that moment. And do so in a systematic, patterned way. What I recommend, okay, and there's an arsenal of different, you know, breathing techniques out there. You know, and I recommended one in the fear episode, right, which is the 1 minute breath. Inhale 20 seconds. Hold 20 seconds, exhale 20 seconds. Taking it to another level, you could also do the 16 count breath. And this has you breathing in 8 times and breathing out 8 times. And you do so in kind of like these sniffs, right? You would go, you know, and then you, you know, exhale like that. 8 and 8. This will bring you into a calming, centered moment. Okay? The breath is our life force. Work with it, man. Okay. Now, when you cut off your breath, I mentioned before, you know, we had our caller. When you cut off the breath, that's an indication that you're freaking out, right? When we are in fear, we will be short of breath or stop breathing altogether, right? And that's a cue to you, right? And if it goes unnoticed, then it starts manifesting as tension in our body, okay? So, what if you need to work on, you know, your body? We have a muscle that's called the soul muscle. Okay. And it's known as the, and I wish I could pronounce this correctly. Okay. Here we go. PSOAS muscle. Okay. What is that? SOAS. The SOAS muscle. There it is. Thank you. I think I won the spelling bee right there. Thank you. All right. Okay. And what this muscle is all about, it's probably one of the most important muscles in your body. All right. It is the largest and thickest muscle. And a number of problems come from this if it's not taken care of, such as lower back pain, disc problems, scoliosis, hip degeneration, knee pain, menstruation pain, infertility, digestive problems, all just to name a few, right? So how do you work with this? Well, its primary purpose in our body is that it flexes the hip and the spinal column. Okay. So it's really in there, right? It's not something where we could like grab some weights and like, yeah, I got it, man. No, you know, It is, like I said, the largest and thickest muscle in the body. And it's also in animals known as the tenderloin. Side note, I'm a vegetarian, but so you know. Okay. And the muscle runs down the lower mid-spine, connecting down across the pelvis to attach on the inside on the top of the leg. Okay, it's more, you know, detail you may need, but, you know, it's good to know. So when it's not relaxed, our mobility is impacted not only physically, but also spiritually. So to exercise this area, wait for it. Okay, here it is. All you have to do is lay down. Oh my God, I love this exercise. Oh, I love it. Okay, all you have to do is lay down, right? Okay, so if you're looking in the camera, right? And if you're not, just try to visualize it with me, okay? All right, my tarot book that has all my notes. Okay, pretend that's the edge, that's your bed, okay? And you're laying down on your back. So this is you lying on your back. Put your legs up like this. And you simply lay down. Let me see if I can do that. Okay.
Having visual moments.
So basically you're resting, you're putting your knees up at the edge of your bed as you're laying back on the floor. That's all you have to do, 5 to 10 minutes a day. Sounds crazy, I know. But what happens? That position allows that muscle to relax. And when you naturally embrace relaxing that area, you begin to naturally relieve yourself of fear and open yourself up to moving forward with your mobility. Again, physically and spiritually. All right. Coming down to the end of the show here. So, recap. One more thing. Let's say you've handled fear appropriately, right? Not everyone's like, oh my God, I'm trying to get over this hurdle. Let's say you actually got past the hurdle, right? And you simply want to get stronger, right? Remember, the navel point. It's all about the navel point. So core exercises. This is where it becomes very important. That's the focus. The ones that make, you know, basically you embrace the types of exercises where you don't use your flexors. So what that means is when you walk, right, you don't want any of those types of movements. You don't want that. You want to embrace anything that has you laying down. Yeah. So look up core exercises laying down. All right. So how can we get to saying, I can? Again, let's say you don't know how. Like, for example, a lot of people, I don't know how to let go, right? Now we're starting to get a little mental on this, right? I don't know how to let go. Well, that's where we refer back to our exercises. You know, our breathing and working with the soul muscle. And again, if what is stopping you is a skill set, that's the universe prompting you, man. It's on you now. Now you have to go and learn those skills and not sit back and go, I don't know how to do it, right? So it's all about thinking a certain way. And that is what will put the stops and the brakes on the brain and will stop the madness that we tend to do upon ourselves. Yes, thank you. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You are listening to The Master's Playground. All right, so some announcements. Yes. Before we draw the tarot for the coming week. All right, so my tour schedule is starting to get filled up here. Now, there's two realms that I do, as you know. You know, I'm a professional spiritual leader, psychic, the whole thing. And then, of course, I'm a music producer and DJ, right? So I have two different touring realities that happen. And sometimes, when totally blessed and all in alignment, they come together. Well, on triplegoddesspro.me, on the events tab, I have my upcoming calendar. I'm going to be touring the California area, both northern and southern, as a psychic. So I invite you to explore the areas that I'm going to be at. And if you're in the area, admission is free, right? And it's I'm going to be with fellow healers, fellow spiritual teachers, spiritual, you know, light workers. So I invite you to come get a reading, come. I'm going to have my shamanic gifts there. I'm going to have visual, you know, components to meditate on. I'm going to have meditations. I'm going to have the tarot card, you know, readings, just a variety of different things. So I invite you to join me. And that is happening mid-February until summertime. Now, as far as the touring schedule is concerned, I'll let you know that's about to go up as well. So I'm going to play one more song and then we'll come back and pull the tarot so that we look at the energy for the coming week, right? It's always really beautiful to have spirit highlight, hey, so you know, this is what's coming and this is how you navigate it. But before we go there, which one do I want to play? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Let's go a little. Enjoy. Beautiful. Yes. The Genius of Love, Tom Tom Club. What? Yes. Always the jam, man. Really. It really is. Just always. Has you, you know, biting your lower lip and just, you know, shrugging the shoulders a little bit. Right on. Okay. We have come to the point or the part of the show where we dive into exploring and embracing and asking spirit, okay, what type of energy may we anticipate this coming week? Right? And you know what? I'm going to say this before I really get into it. Every time I pull the cards, man, and I want, you know, like, let's say I remind myself or retune into what I said in the segment later in the week, I'm like, oh my God, it totally happened. So that's what I'm saying. All right. Beautiful. All right. So what is the overall energy that we can anticipate for the coming week? And it's beautiful because it was a card that we ended up pulling for our caller as well, which is trippy, you know? And the overall energy is the Six of Cups. Now, again, with the Six of Cups, we have a confident energy based on the on our experience and our achievement. Okay? Wait. Cancel that. I totally read the wrong moment. Yeah, let's rinse and repeat that. It's creating the ideal situation. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am live. Thank you. All right. It is creating the ideal situation based on faith in others. Okay. The love that is invested in those around us, it's the trust and acceptance of those around us. Now that's major right there. Okay. All of the players count right now. Even the ones that test you. This process will have us reclaiming our inner child and rediscovering our own divinity. And it seeks to express the intention of the divine. We are invited to seek and express that intention. It is that way that we'll end up knowing the universe. And it also signals the return of people who've made you happy. Yes. So given that, then I said, great. So how do we navigate that energy, right? We're supposed to go into our divine, look at, you know, everyone. And that was the card that I started to read a little bit earlier, which is the Four of Discs, okay? And what's happening here is confident energy based on what we have achieved and have experienced, okay? So we're coming into confident. We're confidently embracing our divine nature. That's how we navigate it. The overall advice, we are always able to manifest whatever we need. Welcome to the magic show, loves. The magic show. Master. We are masters. We are the one. Also, there's an emphasis here for those who are still growling out there. Holding on to the past merely immerses us in a world of decay, surrounded by images of what has been. Let go, let go, let go, let go. Yes. One other thing. For some people, okay, there is an emphasis that, you know, some people are having a harder time, you know. They're lost in a little bit more mental activity than not. And we all hit it. You know, welcome to life.com. You know, well, you know, it's not like we're ever really free of it. We're always just navigating. But right now, there's some individuals out there that are having a little bit more of a harder time than not. And as a result, it's having them hold on to their creation and withholding it back. They're kind of like, you know, like this. Based on a belief that if one releases their creation, there will be nothing left. So for those individuals, if you got a hit on this one, if that's you, right, start embracing a more loving nature. Love yourself warmly and join the party, man. You're listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Blessings, my loves. You're invited to visit triplegoddesspro.me. I'm going to be all over the California area and pretty soon, you know, nationally. So checkitout.com, triplegoddesspro.me. All right, I'm going to close out with a blessing and a satnam. I love you guys, by the way. May the longtime sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat-nam. Blessings. Have a beautiful week.
Love yourself. Love each other.
We are one.
The Master's Playground.